Man.
We're back on In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm Andrew Shores, still joined by Bud Cox from Cox Cares and Christina Nolte from Manhattan Home Care and Hospice. And tomorrow, if you're hungry, which you will be, going to be a great day to head on out to Cox Brothers Barbecue because there's going to be a fundraiser for Manhattan Home Care and Hospice. And Bud, during the last segment, you told us about some of the delicious food, the $2 sliders, the pig. Right. Well, there's also going to be a raffle.
Yeah, there is. I'll tell you what, the folks at the Backyard Kitchen here in town, if you've ever been out there, it's a fabulous outdoor grill headquarters here in Manhattan, but they have donated a Weber grill. It's a top-of-the-line Weber grill, and we're gonna raffle that off, and that'll be our grand prize. We've also got a signed basketball that Bruce Weber, Coach Weber, signed, along with two tickets to, I believe, it's the next home game, okay? Which will be really cool. And then Cox Brothers Barbecue is donating a 10-person party package. Those things are really great if you've ever had them. They're wonderful for any kind of party. And we got all choice of smoked meats and everything. They're really good. And then there's a Phyllis Norton quilt that will be auctioned off too, or actually raffled off. So those are some really cool items. And like I say, that Weber grill is something. We have it on display at Cox Brothers in our dining room. And it's quite the grill. So.
Well, I mean, then, you know, you go, you have your pig, you get enrolled in the raffle, you buy your raffle tickets, and you can have your own buffet, just because those Weber grills tend to be a popular brand right now.
Oh, they are. They're top of the line. They're really good. I have one myself, and I really enjoy it. But, getting back to the food real quick, this hog roast, if you've never been to one of our hog roasts, is very unique. No one in this part of the country really does them like we do. And we sit there and we actually pull that pork right in front of you, you know, and it's just like butter. These small pigs that we smoke are just, they're terrific. And we'll also have pulled chicken too, for those who don't deal with pork. We have a pulled chicken that we do that's really excellent. So.
Well, and last year, of course, this fundraiser is for Manhattan Home Care and Hospice, helping people out as with scholarships. And Christina, you said last year's fundraiser raised about $7,000. To help a woman further her education, to become a registered nurse. What all does Manhattan Home Care and Hospice have to offer right now? What all is going on?
Well, I think one thing people don't know is that we do provide care to Manhattan in a 45-mile surrounding radius. So we go to Wamego and Junction City and Clay Center and little towns all around there and go into people's homes and provide a variety of different services. So it's not just hospice care that we provide. We also provide home care, which is the service that helps people to live safely and independently in their own home. We just do a little, we can help with light housekeeping or bathing and dressing assistance and meal preparation and errands assistance, just a whole bunch of little light daily tasks of living assistance that help people stay at home. And then we also have home health, which is something that is a little more of a health care need. You have to have a registered nurse or a physical, occupational, or speech therapist coming in, and that's more of a rehabilitation type service. We're getting people recovered from an illness or an injury and back on their feet. And then probably what we're most known for is hospice care, which is care for terminally ill individuals. And again, we can provide that in people's private homes or at the Good Shepherd Hospice House, which we also operate, and it is the only hospice house in the entire Flint Hills region. So I think there's a lot about Manhattan Home Care and Hospice and the services that we provide that most people aren't fully aware of.
Well, you talk about little tasks, like things that happen in the home. I mean, for someone else, something that may seem little to you or I may be big for someone else. So to have a regional provider of things like that, what are your revenue streams like outside of fundraisers? Because I know everyone at this point is hurting for money. What's the home care and hospice situation?
Well, depending on what service it is, whether it's home care, home health, or hospice, we do receive funds from Medicare and Medicaid and commercial insurance. We are actually the only provider in the area who provides some of our services and accepts Medicaid. The special thing about us, because we are a local nonprofit provider, we do provide care to individuals regardless of insurance status or ability to pay. So if there is an insurance provider who can pay for care, then that's the revenue that we receive. But we have never let an inability to pay be a barrier to someone getting the care that they need. So that's how we've really dedicated ourselves to the community. We've been here in Manhattan since 1978. We've always had that very proud tradition of providing care to people who need it, again, regardless of ability to pay. So we do get reimbursement from Medicare, Medicaid, and some insurance providers. But if the funds aren't there, that's why great fundraisers like Hearts and Barbecue come in order to make sure that we can continue to provide care to those who need it.
Well, and Bud, it sounds like you stay fairly active here throughout the community as far as fundraising and philanthropies go, and it really seems like Cox is able to attach itself to some really great endeavors.
Yeah, we do. You know, we have a passion. Actually, Meadowlark Hills is a dear partner and friend of ours, and in particular, the Parkinson's Foundation there. In April, it will be our next big fundraiser. It's called Pig Out for Parkinson's, and it's really cool. This year, we're actually going to have a band outside. We're going to make it bigger and better, and you'll hear about that as April gets closer. But no, the Parkinson's Foundation, we do the Meadowlark Good Samaritan Fund, which is a lot like what hospice does in the fact that when someone runs out of money at Meadowlark, the Good Samaritan Fund pitches in and takes care of them. They never have to leave. So that's another real neat thing that we do.
Well, and just a reminder, phone lines are open this morning, 785-537-1350. And do we have a call right now? We have a caller on the line. Welcome to In Focus.
Thank you. I just wanted to say this is a win-win situation. You get great barbecue for a great cause. So I think that's really wonderful. I wanted to ask I know there's a hospice training coming up. It's like Monday the 20th, or it's on the three sessions or something. I just wanted to write down when that training was.
You're absolutely right. The next hospice volunteer training will start on Monday, February 20th at 5:30. And what that is it's an opportunity for anybody in the community who wants to be a volunteer for our clients who are receiving hospice care, but also those other services I mentioned, home care and home health. Mm-hmm. They come and can complete three trainings, so it's three Mondays in a row. And we have all of our different team members come and speak to our volunteers about what hospice is, what all the different roles are on our team. I think a lot of people just think about nurses, but we have certified home health aides, a hospice chaplain, we have volunteers, medical social workers, and our medical director, who's Dr. Keith Wright, also leads that training and really just gives the volunteers a good overview as to what our individuals going through hospice are going through, what they can expect, and how our volunteers can help support them.
Okay, well, thank you so much. It's a wonderful thing we have in Manhattan. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for the call. And that really brings up another great point, just because by attending one of those trainings, you're really putting yourself in a position to not only become further involved with home care and hospice, but this could really lead someone, such as the registered nurse you were talking about earlier, can lead someone down a whole different path.
We have over 100 volunteers at home care and hospice, so we have a huge, outstanding group of volunteers, and it takes people just like your caller who call in and say, I think this is something I want to learn a little bit more about and maybe get involved in. And once our volunteers come on board, they are such a dynamic way to support the clients that we serve. They take them to medical appointments. They can transport them to appointments. Sometimes it's just visitation and companionship. They go into the home and visit with people. We've got a lot of unique ways. We've got massage therapy volunteers. We've got pet therapy volunteers, people from all different walks of life who say, hey, this is something I think I can bring to the table, and there might be some of your clients and families who can benefit from it. And like I said, over 100 different people are on board with home care and hospice to be volunteers and support our families in really unique ways.
Do you have anyone who started as a volunteer who's really moved up the chain and made a career out of home care and hospice, or who's just really taking volunteering to heart? How long do people typically stay as volunteers?
You know, actually, one of our volunteers, and I'll mention her by name, Lois Dio, has been a volunteer with us since our organization was founded in 1978. So she has given decades of her life to support clients through her volunteering with home care and hospice. Still comes with her husband Charles out to the hospice house. They bake cookies on an occasional basis for people staying at the hospice house. So it really is a passion. People get involved for home care and hospice and stay involved for years. And we have a wide range of volunteers like Lois, who's been doing it for years. And then we've got K-State students who are getting involved. Some of them might be pre-med. Some of them just want to learn a little bit more. And it gives them insight insight into a field they may go on to be a professional in after they graduate.
Well, we're coming up on 9:58 here at K-Man's In Focus, and just one more time so nobody forgets, Bud, where are people going to want to go tomorrow and what time?
Yeah, let's come on out to Cox Brothers Barbecue on McCall Road there, right behind Walmart. And we start at 11 in the morning, and we go all day and into the evening till 9 at night. And real quick, I forgot, we do have cookies that are free that Ken Culbertson bakes himself. They're like, what, a sugar cookie, I think, or something?
It's a special heart cookie. It was his wife's, the recipe she was famous for. And again, this whole event is happening because of Rhoda Culbertson in her memory for this Employee Education Fund. So Ken bakes these special cookies in memory of his wife and hands them out personally to everybody who comes in tomorrow. So
they're wonderful.
Very special touch.
Yep. Well, and of course, a big raffle, right?
Oh, yeah, you bet. Get that Weber grill. It's got to have it.
We can have some barbecue hog, barbecue chicken, and plenty more great things, all to help home care and hospice. It's 9:58 here at KMAN's In Focus. Kathy Dawes will be back on tomorrow. This has been Andrew Shores with Christina Nolte from Manhattan Home Care and Hospice, and Bud Cox with Cox Cares.
You know, the barbecue was enough incentive, and then you throw the cookies out there. Oh, what more can a guy like me ask for? I may be there three or four times tomorrow. You wouldn't mind that, would you, Bud? Bring it on. All right. Hey, we're moving up on 10 a.m. Coming up next hour, the Clark Howard Show, followed by Rush Limbaugh and the game this afternoon. Recap a lot of things with basketball. A lot of Big 12 games, some surprises last night. And, of course, you know, there may be even some discussion about the call that Mitch Fortner placed last night with a big win for Manhattan High girls team. And a last-minute shot at a buzzer beater. Wow, that was fun. Hey, don't forget, we're getting closer and closer. K-State baseball isn't very far away. Have a great morning. I'm Dave Lewis. See you back here tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. on K-Man.
Shop local. From flooring to inspiration to expert advice, Carpet One of Manhattan. They've got you.